Answering Objections by Linford Beachey, published by Present Truth Ministries, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Some people think that Micah chapter 5, verse 2 proves that Jesus was not begotten by his Father before anything was created. This text says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Micah chapter 5, verse 2. We know that this text is referring to Jesus because it was quoted in Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, to prove that he would be born in Bethlehem. This text says of Jesus, "His goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Trinitarians sometimes quote this to support the idea that Jesus is without a beginning. Yet a more literal translation of this phrase is, "His origin is from of old, from ancient days," English Standard Version. The Hebrew word matsawa that was translated goings forth means origin. Genesis Hebrew Lexicon. Strong's defines it as a family descent. Strong's Hebrew Dictionary. One Hebrew version translated this word as family tree, the Message Bible. The Hebrew literally says that his origin was from the days of eternity. The origin or family descent of Jesus is from the days of eternity. Instead of this verse teaching that Jesus had no beginning, it actually tells us when Jesus had a beginning. His origin of family descent as the Son of God is from the days of eternity, or from before time as we know it. This verse is literally saying that Jesus Christ was born before our concept of time was created. The Bible says of Christ, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Even time as we know it, including the sun and moon, were created by Jesus Christ. There were a succession of events in the days of eternity, but the calculation of time as we know it did not exist in eternity when Christ was begotten. Jesus Christ was born before all creation. He is truly the firstborn and the image of the invisible God. God created all things by Jesus Christ, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. This excludes Jesus from being any part of creation. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, John chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God. He is the Son of the Father in truth and love. 2 John chapter 1, verse 3. We have examined all the most common verses in the Old Testament that are used to try to support the Trinity doctrine and have found them lacking in many ways. None of them explain that God is a Trinity. Nowhere in the Old Testament does it say anything similar to one God in three persons. Furthermore, none of the verses we examined actually say what Trinitarians would wish us to believe that they say. If all you had to learn about God was the Old Testament, it is extremely unlikely that after studying it you would conclude that God is a Trinity. The only way you could come to that conclusion is if someone first implanted that idea in your head and then convince you to think that the Old Testament proof texts actually support the theory of the Trinity. It is irresponsible and reckless Bible study that would find the Trinity doctrine in the Old Testament.